chayv the ma'is ha'ezek. So that patters the baleish whose sole basis of liability is pshi. Alright. So the kasha is, so she alone should ochle beya. Why should the balabeya be chayv? Vim teima. So Teisa says, no, we must apply it to a case of shaloi b'kavon. So far he says the same thing that Teisa says davo. Then Teisa says the kasha, the same kasha that Teisa says davo. Vim teima rishem loi kavone amal yischayv v'deishes. Because it says le'inyan dalet vorim. So odom chayev and sheir ubei yoktorim. So and Teisves assumed in the kasha dalet vorim means not nezek tzar ripu sheves, but it means tzar ripu sheves abeishes, because nezek was already mentioned before. So Teisves says the same kasha davov. So what is Teisves teres davov? The Dalet Dvorim here doesn't mean the Dalet Dvorim over and above the Nezek. But Dalet Dvorim means together with the Nezek, excluding Beishes. That's what Teisve says davov. But here Teisve says no. Just as ordinarily, Dalet Dvorim, whenever the Gemara uses the expression Dalet Dvorim, the Gemara has reference to the Dalet Dvorim over and above the Nezek. Let's say when the Gemara says that a Sheir is higher, is not higher than Dalet Dvorim. Sheir is only chayiv nezek. Odom is chayiv dalet dvorim. So what does dalet dvorim mean over there? Nezek tzar ripu sheves? No. The Gemara over there means tzar ripu sheves abeishes. So dalet dvorim means, represents the four things, the four items over and above the nezek. So here too, Teisves in Davov says that here, the Gemara, when the Gemara says li'in dalet dvorim odom chayiv, so it doesn't mean the four items over and above the Nezek. But it means the four items together with Nezek. Nezek, Tzar, Ripu, Sheves. But here Teisves gives a teretz that just as in any other place, Dalet Dvorim has reference to the four items over and above the Nezek. So here too, Dalet Dvorim has reference to the four items over and above the Nezek. But, so then the question arises, if it has reference to the four items over and above the Nezek, so how does Gemara say that Odom is chayev and Dalet Dvorim is chayev and Beishes, but since the member of Rove must have reference to the case where the Odom pushed Shaloi Bikavone, so if he pushed Shaloi Bikavone,
can we get some of the upstairs?
What is that?
There's a newspaper, we want to get a report from one of the students as to what and how.
All right, sir. Somebody else, I think, will.
Yes.
Yeah, anyone who will do a good job in giving the report. Yeah. So Teisa says that the Dalet Dvorim means the four items over and above the Nezek. Above the Nezek. So, but Beishes is only Chayev B'Kavoneh, and if it's B'Kavoneh, so then the Balabeya would be Poter, but here, Rove's member must have reference to the case where Shaloi B'Kavoneh, because Rove says that the Balabeya is also Chayev, V'yesh Leimach, again Sheyoda, Odom, B'Shas Nechiles Chaveire, V'Choshe B'Kavoneh, Mide Da'ava Nisapir, V'Seif Peribeis. So in other words, the Rove's member of Shir Vodim Shedoch Furibeya has reference to the case where, let's say, Ruvain pushed Shimon into Levi's Bay. So Ruvain, the pusher, so he is Mechuyev Dalet Dvorim, Nezek Tzar Ripu Sheves. Now, we are dealing with the case where Ruvain pushed Shaloi B'Kavoneh. Because if he pushed B'Kavoneh, so then Levi wouldn't be Chayev. And Levi is also Chayev. So it's Shaloi B'Kavoneh. If Shaloi B'Kavoneh, how is he Chayev Dalet Dvorim over and above the Nezek, Beishes? So Teisa says, Rove has reference to the case where Ruvain inadvertently pushed Shimon into Levi's Beya. Inadvertently. But then, the moment he pushed him, he realized, he pushed him unintentionally. And he was in a position to grab him by the feet, or by the jacket, by something, and prevent his fall into the Beya. So, and he didn't do it. So Mimele is considered B'Kavoneh. So Mimele is Chayiv Beishes. Now, last time we said, how is it that Teisves Daf Vov doesn't give the Teretz, that Teisves Daf Nun Gimel gives? So we said Now there is aloche. The aloche that benches requires kavon. The arziko bimvusho achi yishavano. That benches requires kavon. So what's the xerasakosuf of achi yishavano? Whether the xerasakosuf implies that the gavre has to be amazed mamish in order to be chayav benches. Or the xerasakosuf is that the maise chvole has to be done with kavon. What's the nafkemine? What's nafkemine? If, let's say, suppose a person will push another person inadvertently, unintentionally. He was standing next to a person, and then unintentionally he moved his shoulders and he pushed the other person into the bear. So the gavre is not amazing. But then he realized immediately that the other person is falling in the bear, and he knew that he has an opportunity to save him by grabbing him by the jacket, so, or by the collar, so it will prevent his fall. And he didn't do it. So if we are going to ask whether the maise achavole was done by kavone or not, so then of course the answer will be the act of pushing, the maise achavole, was done by pushing. That was done shalom by kavone, because inadvertently, unintentionally he pushed it. He pushed it. But if we are going to ask, was the gavre amazing or the gavre was not amazing? So we'll say, even though the maise was done inadvertently, but the gavre is amazing, not the shaving, because he was in a position to prevent it and didn't. So mainly the gavre is amazing. So that's the machlekes between Teisus Daf Nun Gimel. That's what we said last year. Like Teisus Daf Nun Gimel and Teisus Daf Vav. Teisus Daf Nun Gimel says that the meaning of Linyan Dalei Dvorim has the same meaning, that the expression Linyan Dalei Dvorim has the same meaning as it normally is, namely Dalei Dvorim over and above Nezek. So, but then you ask, in view of the fact that Rovis Memre has reference to the case where the Odom was Dechev Shaloi Bikavone, because if the Odom has been Dechev Bikavone, so he would patter the Balabeir. And here Rovis says the Balabeir is equally Mechuyev with the Odom. So it must have reference to the case of Shaloi Bikavone. And what kind of Shaloi Bikavone? Not even Sheikh called Amazit. Onus. A regular foolish gobble. Onus. Not even Sheikh called Amazit. So then, how can the Mechuyev Beishes? But Beishes requires Amazit. So Teisus Daf Nun Gimel said, no, Rove has reference to the case where the act was done at the outset Shaloi Bikavone Klau, Bishgog of Muro. And he was an onus. But before the act was consummated, before he fell into the bayah, the Odom who pushed him was in a position to frustrate his act and to prevent the fall of the Odom who was pushed by grabbing him by the lapel, by the collar, by his jacket. And he didn't do it. So that means that the Odom, the Gavre, was amazing. Even though the act of Chavole was done Shaloi b'mezid, but the gavre was amazing because he was in a position to prevent it and didn't do it. So Teisus Shite Daf Nun Gimel is that the aloche of Yerziko bin Vushov Achi Yishavein, it does not imply that the act, the chavole itself, must be done b'kavone, but that the gavre should be amazed gomo, the gavre. And if he was in a position to frustrate the act and to prevent the fall, and didn't do it, he passively remained callous in respect to the fall of the person whom he pushed into the bayah. So the gavri is amazing gomel, but the act of chavole was done shaloi b'mezid. So, but in order to be chayav beishes, it's only necessary that the gavre should be amazing gomel. Mashalim kin teisves davor holds that in order to be chayav beishes, it's not enough that the gavre is amazing gomel. But the act has to be done by Mezit. The act was not done by Mezit, it was done by Ines. The Gavre is amazing. So there's the machleke between Teisus Daf Nun Gimel and Teisus Daf Vav. Now, so we see from this Teisves Daf Nun Gimel, a chiddush. In other words, the shaila is raised in a number of situations. Suppose a person already did the Maisa there. He already did the Maisa Averet, but he has a way of of negating the Maisave. And he doesn't do it. Is he considered an onus? Or is not considered an onus? Let's say somebody took the child in his hands, is discussed. Let's say somebody took his shvuah. Somebody took his shvuah. Shvuah shelo yechol kikar zeh. And then he forgot. He was an onus in forget. He suffers from a certain condition, let's say, of amnesia. He was a real onus. He forgot of the shvuah and he ate. So he was aveir. He was aveir the shvuah b'sheigeg b'enes. He forgot. What could he do? Libyanse. What could he do? The Gemara says libyanse. If a person forgets, what can he do? So he's an onus. But there is a chitimtze of negating the shvuah, of being ekeret l'mafreya. He has to go to a bezdin, to a yochid mumche, or to gimel et yeteis, and eskatore. So that will be ekeret l'mafreya, the whole shvuah. So it will retroactively be determined that he never was either on the love of liyachu dvore, of lisishbu b'shmila shoker, nothing. And he doesn't do it. So, where at the time when he ate of the kikia, so he was a sheigeg, and sheigeg and onus, but he's in a position to negate the avir with mafreya. And he decides, why do I have to bother? After all, when I ate the kikia, I was an onus, I don't have to bother. So that question is discussed. Do we say, in view of the fact that he has an opportunity, he has the potential of negating the avir with mafreya, and he doesn't do it, so mele it means that the gavri is not an onus. It's not an onus. Or the gavri is still an onus because the avera is not done in his failure to be sheil hatore from the chochem. The avera was done when he ate of the kikya. When he ate of the kikya was an onus. So the raya is from this tesis. This tesis, Tafnun Gimel says that sheil v'odom shidoch lebeya. So Rove says that the Odom is chayev all the Dalet Dvorim. And what does all the Dalet Dvorim mean? The Tzar, Yipusheves, and Beishes over and above Nezik. So he's chayev Beishes too. But there is aloch in Beishes, such as Yishave. He has to be amazing Gomor. Even Shegi called him amazing. He's potter of Beishes. Only amazing Gomor. But if he was amazing Gomor, so how does he... why doesn't he patter the Balabeya? So Teisa says, Rove has reference to the case where the Odom pushed, the other Odom, Ruven, pushed him into the Beya. Shall we become a cloud? In other words, Beinus. Beinus. Not on his Gomor, but Beinus. Shall we become a cloud? Not even, in other words, that he wasn't guilty. He wasn't guilty of failure to exercise Shmira Pruse. But he was only guilty of failure to exercise Shmira Mule. So Mimele, he doesn't patter. So the Chavere. But why is it? So then he says the Kashi, so why is it Chayav Beishes? The answer is, Rove has referenced the case that the person who pushed the other person while he did it inadvertently and the circumstances of Enes and Fush Gogo, but after he pushed, so he was in a position to prevent his fall and didn't prevent the fall of the Nitra. So Memele is considered the Mezid Gomo, so he's Chayav Beishes. But he doesn't do anything. He was a Sheval Taisi, he was completely passive. So we see that in view of the fact that this person who had an opportunity to negate his act, to frustrate the act by grabbing the other person, the Nitra, by his collar, by his lapel, by his jacket, and didn't do it, so the gavre becomes a mezid gomo. So he's certainly not an onus. If he becomes, in order to be chayav beishes, so he has to be a mezid gomo. So if the failure to utilize the opportunity of negating the act makes him into a mezid gomo, alachas kamo v'chamo, that if a person was already eiver davere beines, but if he has an opportunity to be sheil lechochem or to gimel et yeteis hatore and the shvuye, thereby retroactively negate the avere of shvuye, so that is not an onus. If he is able to acquire a din of a mezid gomo by his failure to utilize the opportunity of negating the act, he certainly doesn't have a din of onus. So that we see from this thesis, that child that is discussed, by many poskim. Somebody who was either on the Shvuyeh Beines, but he has an opportunity to be Sheir Chochem, thereby to negate the Avere, retroactively, the Avere of the Bitla Shvuyeh. And if he doesn't do it, is he considered an onus or not? So it's a raya muchachas from this thesis that he, even the Gavre, can even be considered a mezid gomo, regabibeshes, as a result of his failure to negate the act. So lachas kamo vechamo, that he doesn't have a din of onus. Not only he doesn't have a din of an onus gomo of my havel and rebat, but even of a din onus he doesn't have. When does he have a din onus? When he was an onus. But if there is a moment when he's able to negate everything and he just callously disregards that, so he doesn't even have a din of onus. So it's a raya mochachas on this tesves. So memele, now, we said that why doesn't tesves davov give the same teretz as tesves davnon gimur? Because tesves davov holds that the gzeras hakosuf of erziko bin vushov implies not only that the gavre not to be chayav beishes, the gavre has to be made gomor. The act has to be done by kavone. So the fact that he had an opportunity to hold on to him, grab him by the jacket, and prevent the fall, so that does not make the act into an act by kavone. It only makes the gavre into a mezid. And that's not enough in order to be chayav beishes. But tesis davov could also apply the gemore of the memory of Rove Dafnun Gimel to the case where the Deichiv had an opportunity to negate the act and didn't do it. But Teisves still says that Dalet Vorim in the Gemara, in the memory of Rove, has reference not to the four items over and above Nezek, but it has reference to the four items including Nezek. Nezek, Tzar, Gipu, Sheves, not Beishes. Because Teisves Shitet Avov is that in order to be higher basis, it's not enough that the Gavri is amazing. That the Gavri is not an anus. But the act of Chavole has to be done by Kavone. And the fact that he has an opportunity to negate the act does not convert the original act into an act by Kavone. It makes him into amazing. But it doesn't convert the original act into an act of Chavole be amazing. But Tesis Davov can also agree with this Ukimte of Tesis Dachnon Gimel, that Rove has reference to the case where Ruvain pushed Shimon inadvertently, unintentionally, in the circumstances of full Shgogo and Enes, but then after he pushed Shimon under the circumstances of Enes, so he had an opportunity to grab him by the lapel, by the collar, by the jacket, and prevent the fall of Shimon. And he didn't do it. So Mimele, the Gavre becomes amazed. So the Gavre is not an onus anymore. So since the Gavri is not an onus anymore, so Mimele is Chayev, the Dalet Vorin, Sa'ar Ripu Sheves, Ui has the Kashi, Monefshach. If according to Teisves Davov, so the member of Rove has reference to the case where the Gavri, was Shalui B'Kavone Klal, he was not even Shei called Amazit. So how can he be Mechuyev, Sa'ar Ripu Sheves? Rashi says that what does Sheikh call the Mezit mean? Ligabi Dalet Vorim, Ligabi Tzar Ripu Sheves. So we require even Mezit Gomor or Sheikh call the Mezit. What does Sheikh call the Mezit mean? Pshi of Ruach Mitzuyo. No, if it is a Pshi of Ruach Mitzuyo, so then he's not Chayev the Dalet Vorim Tzar Ripu Sheves. It's not Chayev. But the Gemara says, Rove says, the Odom is Chayev. So it must have reference to a case where he was a Peshea, where the Sheikh called the Mezit. If the Sheikh here, the Sheikh called the Mezit, so then he's not an onus. So he's Mechuyev on the basis of the Maisezek. So he should patter the Balabeya. Why doesn't he patter the Balabeya? Because he deals with the case of Shalib Kavone Klau. What Shalib Kavone Klau mean? An onus. Not an onus Gomo, but an onus. Not even Sheikh called the Mezit. But if he's not even Sheikh called the Mezit, how can he Mechuyev Tzargi Pesheves? If he's Mechuyev Tzargi Pesheves, he must be a Sheikh of Amazit. What does Sheikh of Amazit mean? Rashi says, Dafchav Zayin, it means the Pshi of Ruach Mitzuyo. If he's the Pshi of Ruach Mitzuyo, so then he should part of the Balabeya. So why does Teisve say that Rove has reference to the case where it was Shalui B'Kavone Klal? In other words, there was no Pshi, there was not Kavone Mamesh, not Mezit Gomo, and not even Sheikh of Amazit. If it was not Sheikh of Amazit, So why is the high lord worried? That was the kasha. The answer is, Rove, according to Tesis Davov, Rove is reference to the case where Reuven pushed Shimon into the bear dog by Levi, Shaloi Bitavoneklau, under Bishgogog Muro, under circumstances of Venus. So in other words, he was not guilty of Moshe called the Mazit. He was only guilty of the failure to exercise Shmiremule. So that's why he couldn't pater the Balabeya. Because the sole basis of liability is not the Maisa Hezek, but the sole basis of liability is the Shmiros on Alech. But then the question arises, if it was Shaloi Bikavone Klal, why is the Chayav Dalet Vorin? The answer is, just the Stei Sves Daf Nun Gimel holds that Rove has reference to the case where after he pushed Shimon into the bear, he was in a position to grab him by the jacket and prevent the fall, and didn't do it. So Tesis Davov also visualizes such a case. So even though the Etzem Trife at the outset was under circumstances of Enes, but since he was in a position to prevent the fall by grabbing Shimon, and he didn't do it, so that means that he's not an onus, he doesn't have a dinonus. If he doesn't have a dinonus, so the aloha fonus rachmone patre doesn't apply. If the aloha fonus rachmone patre doesn't apply, even though the act originally was beines, he's still chayav for them. So, mimele, he's still chayav daledvorin, tsar gipushevis. But then you ask, monefshech, if it is huvra le mafreya, that he was not an onus, so mimele he should patter the balabeya. So Teisve Shite is, in order to patter the balabeya, so then the nature of the act at the very outset has to be bipshie. But if the act itself, because why does he patter the balabeya? Because he is mechuyev for the maisa hezek, whereas the balabeya is only mechuyev for negligence. So that is only shayach if at the very outset the act was such an act that could be mechayevim bitashlumim for the Maisa Hezek. Then it can patter the balabeya whose sole basis of liability is pshie. Mashen kein if at the very outset the nature of the act is shaloi bikavone and beines, but he becomes mechuyev in dalet dvorim, by virtue of the fact that he becomes a mazid later on, but so he becomes mechuyev daledvorim because later on, after the act is completed, so he becomes a mazid. So mimele we can't apply the aloha of ones rachmone patre. But in order that the act should patter the balabeya, so then the act itself must be bikavone or be pshie in order to patter. The act at the very outset cannot patter the balabeya just by virtue of the subsequent events. Suppose he wouldn't be able to grab it. So then he certainly couldn't patter. So now that it turns out subsequently he was in a position to grab him by the jacket and negate the act of falling, so of pushing him into the bay, so it cannot patter the balabeya. When can the Maisa Hezek patter the balabeya if at the very outset it could patter the balabeya? But at the very outset it couldn't patter the balabeya, because at the very outset his act was also beinus. So he becomes mechuyev in the dalet dvorim by virtue of the fact that later on, after the maise hahezek, the maise achvole is done, so he becomes amazing. But in order to patter the balabeya, so the act at the very outset must be an act beinus. But if the it must be an act bikavone bimezit or b'sheikol amazing. But if the act, one second, if the act at the very outset was an act beinus, even though he becomes mechuyev in Tzar Ripusheves, by virtue of the subsequent callous negligence in not grabbing him by the jacket and prevent the fall, but the act itself has to patter the balabeya. So only if the act at the very outset was bimezit or b'sheirik or bimezit. But if the act at the very outset was neither bimezit nor sheirik or bimezit, so even though he becomes a mezit later on, then it cannot patter him, because he becomes a mezit later on after the act is done. In order to patter the balabeya, so he has to be a mezit at the time he perpetrates the act. What is that? No, to Kabbosh is to Teis Veshite Davov is. So one second. Teis Veshite Dav Nun Gimul is that even we got to Beishes. So the Halacha is only that the Gavr has to be amazing. It doesn't matter when. But Teis Veshite Davov is that in regard to Beishes, the Xeras HaKosuf of Yerzik HaBim Vushov implies that the act has to be amazing.
So
that's why Teis Veshite Davov says, even though the ability to prevent the act, to negate the act of pushing the other person into the bayah, so makes the gavre later on into a mezit and to a non-onus, but it cannot convert a heretofore original act of shgogo into an act of kavone adarabe. You see, we see from Teis Veshite that the subsequent failure to negate the act can make the gavre into a mezit subsequently, but it cannot convert the original act of anus, shaloi b'mezit, into an act of mezit. Because if Teis Veshite, if Teis Veshite Davov had been that the failure to negate the act converts the original act of anus into an act of mezit, so then Teis Veshite should say, like the way Teis Veshite says, Dachnum Gimel, that the Dalet Vorim has reference to Beishes too. And Teis Veshite Davov says that Dalet Dvorim does not have reference to Beishes, but Teis Veshite Davov says Dalet Dvorim has reference to Nezek Tzar Gipusheves, not Beishes. Why? Because true, the fact that he was able to negate the act and didn't take advantage of that, so makes him subsequently intermezit, but he doesn't convert the original act of Enes into an act of mezit. Even Teis Veshite Dachnum Gimel also agrees that it doesn't convert an original act of Enes into an act of mezit. But Teis Veshite Dachnum Gimel is that Xeras HaKosuv Zikon B'Vushov implies only that the gavre has to be a mezit, not that the act has to be mezit. So Memele, there is no difficulty in the Teis Veshite. All right, now. I want to start the next Gemara. L'shalim tashum nezek, ton rabbonon, meitav sedeyu, meitav karmei, shalim, meitav sedeyu, shal nizek, meitav karmei, shal nizek, דיבר רבי שמואל, רב עקיבא אימא לבא הכוסו וליגריס לנזוק מנו יגיס, וקל וחימא להקדש. So the Gemara raises the question, Rabbi Shmuel, Ochel Shmeino, because so it's mashma, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, if the behemoth is mazik, eats the crop of the neighbor, so then the mazik has to pay Mimeta. Whether it ate a crop that is Meta or not Meta, he always has to pay Mimeta. So the Gemara is the Kashe, the Rabbi Shmuel, Ochu Shmeino Mishalim Shmeino. And Ochu Kush is also Mishalim Shmeino. Also Mishalim Shmeino. Now let's see the Rashi. Meita Tzadeyu Shom Nizek, Shimoch La'aruga Bishadeyu, Shomin Aruga Mishabacha Shom Nizek, Kama Yovach Shofi Periseo, Vichamo Tehi Yofi Vloi Peres Vnei Yisrei. Libo Akos Vloligwis Nizok Vnei Yidya Shom Mazik. ושום מן הרוגה של נזק לפי משי ואם מזיק בו ליתנו לי קרקע בגמניסקי נעיסו לי מיטב שדה איסוף שווי נסדומי וכרחים הולגי מפורט לקמו ופוריך ורבי שמואל לא אוכל הרוגה שמינו ועדי דינו לשלם שמינו אוכל תחושו מי משלם שמינו בתניו because the more assume that Rabbi Shmuel is saying that the mazik always has to pay the meita of the nizek. In other words, if the nizek has an aruga shmeino, and he has Naruga Krusha, and the behemoth of the Mazik eats up the Aruga Krusha, So still, the mazik has to pay the value of nahu gashmeinu. I mean, it's not reasonable. Why should he pay more than the damage? He was mazik in aruga chusho, so he should pay the value of aruga chusho, not the value of aruga shmeinu. Omar afri de barobi, inoche mayaskino, kenshinoche aruga ben arugeis. Vilo yadino nit chusho achal ishmeinu achal, dimishalim shmeinu. Dimishalim shmeinu. So Rabbi Barobin says that the Gzeras HaKosuf implies that not that if we know the behemoth ate up a crop that is chusho, so still the owner of the behemoth has to pay the value of a crop that is shmeino. That would mean that he has to pay more than the damage if the hezek is. Consists of eating up an aruga chusho, and aruga chusho is worth $10, and aruga shmeinu is worth $15. Why should he pay $15? But in case the behemoth of the mazik ate up an aruga, and we do not know whether it was an aruga shmeinu or an aruga chusho, there is a sofik. So generally there is alochei, there is a sofik. So hametzim chaverei olavarai, hametzim chaverei olavarai. Mashenkin, in this case, Mashenkin, in this case, so there is a special Gzeras HaKosuf, Meitav Sodeyu, Meitav Kalmi Yishalein, that it means, Meitav Sodeyu Shal Nizek, Mitikal Shal Nizek. So it has reference, so that posik has reference to the case where we don't know whether he ate an Aruga Kchush or Aruga Shmeino. So the Torah says, under circumstances of Sofik, so here there is an exception to the general rule. Of that mitzvah chaver al raya, and here he has to pay the value of aruga shmeinu. So, but still, omar ove umayu yadino nikhusho achal. Lui mishalem ole kchusho, hashtedu yadino nikhusho achal, ishmeinu achal, mishalem shmeinu, hametzim chaver al raya. In other words, it's not mistabea that there is a Gzeras HaKosuf, the Torah's kavone is to tell us that the aloha of HaMitzvah Chavir HaRaya doesn't apply in this case. It's not mistabea to say that. Elo maravache, bariyak, hoche mayaskinon, kegein sheho yiso yidyes, dinize kizibur yez demazi. Kizibur yez demazi. Uvihopli, let's say, if the best field of the nizek is similar to the most inferior type of field that the mazikes. Uvropli, Rabbi Shmuel sovar b'denizek shanio. So it's not that Rabbi Shmuel holds that if he ate an arugo that is worth $10, so he should still pay the $15, the value of an arugo shmeo. That not, but it's he has to pay whatever the arugo is worth. Now, if the arugo is worth $10, so he can pay the $10 with cash, he can pay $10 with card, so he can give him more of ziburyes, of inferior quality sode, and he can give him less of superior quality sode. It will still be worth $10, the piece of sode. But if he gives him idyes, so it will be such a piece. If he gives him ziboyes, it will be such a piece. But it will have the value of the damage. If the value of the damage is $10, he has to give him $10. If the value of the damage is $100, he has to give him a piece of field of karake that is worth $100. But he can give a larger field of inferior quality that is worth $100, or a smaller field of superior quality that is worth $100. So no one is talking here about paying more than the damage. He pays the damage, but people prefer to get a smaller piece of karke of superior quality rather than getting a relatively larger piece of karke of inferior quality. So here the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is in the case of Shoi Soyidias the Mizek. Kizibur yez demazik, uvihop lige, Rabbi Shmuel sovar, bidin nizek shaminon, ורב עקיבא סובר בדמזיק שמינון מה הייתה מדי רבי שמואל? נאמר סוד למטה ונאמר סוד למיילו מה סוד אומר למיילו דניזק הסוד אומר למטה דניזק נא לצד רש"י אלא אומר רב אחמא יעקב מי דרבי שמואל משלם מעלו גול לפי משי ובהורו פוליקין שאוי סויד איזה נזק איזה בורס דמזיק רבי שמואל צובר נזק שמינון דוד יחסיד בקם דוד יחסיד בקרו שישלם מבניסקי מקרקע מיטב הסוד איז דניזק קוי So meet up today as reference to the sod of the nizik. Shalom mazik. Shalom nazik. Meniski karka mizibuyes. Shaloi bishov niske. Shareyu ki meet up today shal nizik. Now, so he gives him out of the, now the mazik is better quality and inferior quality. But the inferior quality sod of the mazik is as good as the best sode of the nizik. So Rabbi Shmuel says he doesn't have to pay him. He doesn't have to pay him the $100 worth of damage or the $10 worth of damage in his best piece of karke. He can give him in his inferior piece of karke. After all, it is just as good as the nizik's best piece of karke. Yes. So that's what he says. Rabbi Kiva Sova, Mazik Shamino, Mita, the Kodi of Mide, Nemro Soda Lamata, Mita, the Shal, Nemro Soda Lamayo, Bia Vizdacha, Asada Lamata Shal Mizik, Boha Kamako, Shingeshli Mazik, Kalke, Hadem Eliidi as the Mizik, Yishalim Lo Himenu, Shia Mei Niske. So that's Rabbi Shmon. The Rabbi Kiva, Mita Sadeo, Mita Kam, Yishalim, the Heir Komishalim. דהיר קומישאלים, דהי נסודי של מזיק, והוא עושה גזירה שווה בוקר ליקרו. ורבי שמואל, הענק זירה שווה וענקו. הענק זירה שווה כדאמיני. הענק, הוא איב דניד יש דניזק, יש גיבורי דמזיק. הענקו, כן דיז לו למזיק, יד יש לזיבור יש. ויד יש לניזק. ויד יש לניזק. וזיבור יש דמזיק, לא ישב יקיד יש דניזק. So then, he has to pay So he has to pay of the idiots. The shalom made of the day. The motz omalei to add government the boyes. And the government made. And the kivei mei bo akosu fel ligveis namzokim min idiots. The kalachim al hegdesh. My kalachim al hegdesh. Ilei me dinokach tura didon. So Rabbi Kiva says it's a kalachim. It goes without saying that if the sheir is mazik hegdesh, so then he has to pay. So Hegdesh collects from the idiots of the Mazi. Michael Lachim Hegdesh. Ilay medinokach tura didon li tura de Hegdesh. Sherei yom rachmo lo ishesh lo Hegdesh. Elay mehari olay imonu libarik abayis. Dose giz lo vishoku midyes. So why is it so? Why does Rabbi Kiva say that he's given midyes? An ordinary Balchev collects from the Beinines. So let the Balchev of the Gizber of Hegdesh also collect only from the Beinines. ויל וחייב ובלחייב ובינס וחיתי מסוב רב עקיבא בלחייב נמי ביגס יקלו מפרח הוא סטיל how can he deduce it כלחיימה מה לבלחייב שחיוב יקח נזיקין תימה בהגדש so according to the Rabbonon so by נזיקין if שיר של הדיית is נגיח שיר של הגדש שיספוט על גמרי תימה בהגדש הוא יקח נזוקין ליל אני נוקח תורד עידון לתורד הגדש ודיקש לכל שירי יום רחמון ושיש לו הקדש רבי עקיבא סובר לי כבשים מנסיה דיתני רבשים מנסיה עם שיש לו הקדש שנוגע שיש לו הקדש פותח שיש לו הקדש שנוגע שיש לו הקדש ואין תמוד נשאל נדל שולם he darshens the psukim differently in other words גיגח שירי ששירי הוא so רבון הם darshen גיגח שירי ששירי הוא so if it's reyu so then the first time is chotin ezek and the fourth time is reyksholim mashin kavshim menasye he darshens if it's kiyigach sheri shesherayu so then the first time is only chotin ezek mashin kein if it's kiyigach sheri not reyu but shesho hegdesh so if the first time is mishalim reyksholim just the other way he darshens the post so chabekive so we kavshim menasye ta kavshim menasye ima shesho hegdesh shino kishesho hegdesh pota shesho hegdesh shino kishesho hegdesh vintam umbud mishalim reyksholim yoche Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Mimaid Vid is a Nizek. Vizibo is the Mazik Plige, Dilma, Kola Omer, Nizek Shaminon. The Ocha be Pluk to Rabbi Shimon Nazi, Rabbonon can be Plige. Rabbi Kiva Sovak Rabbi Shimon Nazi, Rabbi Shmuel Sovak Rabbonon. So the Gemara says, no, we can't say that. Im Kein Mayu Ba Kosuk, Veid Mai Kalachim Al Egdesh, Veid. How could we say that there is no machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, whether be Nizek or be Mazik? But it's a bitter shebraise, Vigoma Ravashe, Tanya Behedye, Mithra Sadeh, Mithikam Yishalim, Mithra Sadeh Shalnizik, Mithikam Shalnizik, Diva Rabbi Shmoel, Rabbi Kiva Ema, Shatei Shalmazik, Mithikam Shalmazik. Now let's see the Rashi. Now, there is a very long Rashi, and the Rashi here at the bottom is a very complicated Rashi. Sheirei Yom Rachmon V'Shesh Lehekdesh Dim Dim Hu Sheir Shal Hekdesh Ispota V'o Adim L'chol Shonezek Shimazi Kesa Hekdesh Ispota. In other words, what bothered Rashi? Here the Gemara says, how can Rabbi Akiva say that if a sheir hegdet, this gauze, a sheir shel hegdesh, is mazik, a sheir shel hegdesh, so then the hegdet is mechuyef to pay me meitav. But on the contrary, the halacha is, if a sheir shel hegdet is negiach a sheir shel hegdesh, so he's potter legamri, he doesn't have to pay at all. So Rashi was bothered by Kashi. How do we know that he's potter? Because the Torah says, "Ki yigach sheiri she'sheir eiyu." So prat le'hegdesh. But that posik of reiyu is mentioned in connection with kera. It's not mentioned in connection with shem regel. In connection with shem regel, the Torah says, "Ubiya bizdei acher." It doesn't say "Ubiya bizdei reiyu." It says "Ubiya bizdei acher." So maybe the halacha is if sheir is nigeach al di kera nisheir shel hegdesh, there is a kosel of reiyu. But if he eats a crop of Hegdesh, that's a regal. So then there is no Xerzakosu for Miut of Reyu. So he's Chayev. So Rabbi Akiva has reference not to the case of Nigicha Bikeren, but he has reference to the case where the Sheir is Mazik al Direshe. So there is no Miut. So he's Mechuyev to pay. So he says Kalachim now that he has to pay. Even he has to pay the Meitav. That's the Kasha that bothered Rashi. So Rashi says, in the first Loshon, Rashi says that the same halacha that is mentioned in connection with Keren applies to Shem V'Regel too. And to all Mazikin. We learn how to other Mazikin, even though the Gzeres HaKosuf is mentioned explicitly in respect to Keren, Ki Gasher Ezeh Shereyu, but we learn how Shem V'Regel also. It's the same thing. That's the first Loshon Rashi. Now let's see the second Loshon Rashi. Lishnachine, as a matter of fact, if you go through the Rishenim, so you'll see that there are three Shittas Rishenim. There is a Shittas Rishenim like Rashi's first Pshat, first Loshon, that the Gzeres HaKosuf of Reiyu L'Shel Hekdesh applies to all Nizikim. Shem V'Regel, to Eish, to Beir. By Beir we have a special Gzeres HaKosuf, even Pshir Psula Midoshin is Potter, HaMesiyalei, all right. But it applies to all Mazikim, even Odom HaMazik, even Odom HaMazik. That's Rashi Shite, and that's also Teisa Shite. Then there is the Shite of the Raivet. In Shimut Raivet, Kedusha Raivet, Amor Kameo, in Shimut Kubetzes. That is that the Gzeres HaKosuf of Reiyu V'Lishel Hekdesh is mentioned in connection with Keren, so it applies only to Keren. But it doesn't apply to Odom HaMazik, it doesn't apply to any other Mazik. It doesn't apply to Shem V'Regel either. You ask why? There is no Swara, it's the Gzeres HaKosuf. The Gzeres HaKosuf is mentioned in connection with Keren, so sheir hegdet shenogach sheir shel hegdesh is potter gzeres hakosuf, but shem v'regel there is no gzeres hakosuf of reiyu ubiya bizdeacher umaki beim yishalmenu, it doesn't say reiyu, so b'meile hegdesh is not mismayit. That's the Raivet shite. So according to Raivet is the biggest machmir. According to him, the whole miut of reiyu v'lishel hegdesh applies only to Keren. It doesn't apply to any other mazik. It doesn't apply, of course, to the mamazik. It doesn't even apply to shem v'regel. It doesn't even apply to Shem V'Regel. Then there is the Shita of Rav Amiri. Rav Amiri says as follows. As far as the other Momin HaMazik, let's say, Beir, Eish, Shem V'Regel, so that we learn out from Keren. And by Beir, there is a special halacha that even if Ishi Epsul HaMikdoshin falls into the Beir, so about Beir is Chepata. But like this, we learn out all the Niski Momin from Keren. But Odom HaMazik, the Torah says, Makebeim Yishalmeno. Makebeim Yishalmeno. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's Hegyet or Hegdesh, it doesn't make any difference. So there are three Shittas. Anyway, Rashi's first Loshon and Teisu Shitta is that the Gzeres HaKosuf of Reiyu L'Shel Hegdesh applies to all Nizikim, even Odom HaMazik. So that's why the Gemara asks, how can Rabbi Akiva say Kalachim al Hegdesh? Let's say Rabbi Akiva has reference to Odom HaMazik, but how can he be Mechuyev Meitav? He's not Mechuyev altogether. That's the first question. Lishnachin, lehoch enok ha... Tiamin, that's discussed by the Torah in the Sefer of Bechot Yisak. So that belongs to the Keanim, so that's Eliot. And then there is Chomi Shomai, Chomi Berek Abayis. Chomi Berek Abayis is Hegdish. So if the behemoth ate up the crop of his Sode Chomim, that of Keanim, so it's Eliot. So he couldn't say Kalachim or Hegdish. It's Eliot Mamish. What difference does it make? Whether it belongs to Israel or it belongs to Keanim. Doesn't make any difference. It's Eliot. And then, if it is suppose, why can't we apply Rabbi Akiva's memory to the case where the behemoth ate up the crop of his sode that a certain person was magdish explicitly? And then, the Rasakosu for Freyu Rishal Hegdish doesn't apply to Shem Regal. So he says like this. Was the Hegdish name of the rabbis? So the Alochi is, or Yamagdish Pideo Lalter, or Yamechim is Lalter, Lacher, or Sheyetzi Beyevel, Likei Animave. So the Torah says in Bechikei Sai, that if somebody is Magdish, he saw the Liberic Abayis, the Hegdish. So then, when he's paid there, so for Zerachim Aseirim, so he has to pay Hamishim Shkolim for all the Shnei Sayevol. That means for each year that he's left to the Yevol, he has to give a Saladipidian. So if 8 years are left for till Yevol, it's only 8 years away from the Shnei Sayevol. So he has to give to Hegdesh, he has to give the 8 dinrim plus 8 pidins. So that's Allah. Who's the Hegdish name? That's discussed in Chakesa. Who's the Hegdish name? David Tzir Berik Abayis. Oh, yeah, Magdish Bedeo Lalter, and Mechlis Lalter, Lacher. Uch she yitzi b'yevel, so l'kei anim ave. Dixi vo yasod, and b'yitzi b'yevel. L'kei anim hoi. Oh, so of course, Rashi is very mayrich. But the question is, let's apply Rabbi Akiva's memory to the case where the behemoth ate a crop of Yisod Hegdish before it was Nivde. Before it was Nivde, and before the Shnas Hayevel. So he says, well, that's the important thing. V'ikedem die, emil ebika koeis, v'cholam chubali karke ki karke domen. What does Rashi mean? So the Mashal explained. So the Mashal explains it, in other words, here Rabbi Akiva says, So Rashi says we cannot apply it to Shem Regel, to a Hezek of Shem Regel, because if it's a Hezek of Shem Regel, so we must visualize a case where the Shem of the Behemoth ate up a crop of Yisod Shel Hegdesh Bimchubea. Now there is a locher for Mila Bikakoyes. So if it's a Mila Bikakoyes, so Mimele, he has to be Mechuye. So he says. So Mimele has to be Mechuyev. Why? Because the Mishnah, the next Mishnah says, Kol shechavti bishmerosei, hirsharti es niskei, hirsharti b'mitzas niskei, chavti b'tashlumei niskei, behechshe akol niskei, nechosim sheim b'mile. So in other words, if it's nechosim sheim b'mile, so then, if I was negligent in not watching my share, and my share was mazik. Nichosim, that does not have mila, that means nichsehedyet, not nichsehegdesh, I'm chayev. But if my share was mazik, nichosim, that have mila, what kind of nichosim? Hegdesh, then I'm potter. So, according to the usual pshat is that in the Mi'ile is only mentioned as a simen, not that the yes Mi'ile or not Mi'ile is the crucial thing. It's only mentioned as a simen. Instead of saying, Nechosim Shein Shel Hedyet. So the Mishnah uses an expression, Nechosim Shein Be Mi'ile. That means Nechosim of Hedyet. Because in Hegdesh, there is no Chiyuv of Mazik. Why does the Mishnah have to formulate it that way? Why couldn't the Mishnah say, Nechosim shall have yet? The answer is, if the Mishnah had said, Nechosim shall have yet, so then I would think that suppose my share is Mazik Yisheir Shoslomim, that is Kochim Kalim, so I am Potter, because Kochim Kalim is also not had yet, it's Hegdesh. Shlomim is Kochim Kalim. But the halacha is, Rabbi Yisrael really says, and the whole sugya accords with the shita of Rabbi Sa'viri, that Kochim Kalim is Momen Bailim. So if it's Momen Bailim, so the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Sa'viri, and that's the way the Rambam passes, that Kochim Kalim is Momen Bailim, so if a share shall hedyet is Nigeach, a share shall shlomim, so then Yisrael, if a share shall hedyet goes, a share shall ilo, that's Kochi Kochim, is not Momen Bailim, it's Momen Hegdesh. So Mimele is Potter. His potter, Mashinkin if Isheir shall have yet, goes, Isheir shall shlomim, so it's Kochim Kalim, and Kochim Kalim, Rabbi Isaac really says in Momen Bailim, if the Bailim of the Kochim Kalim takes the Kochim Kalim and gives it to an Isha, and he says to her, Hariat Mukadeshes Libose, so she is Mukadeshes, because he's a regular Bailim, and Kochim, it has Kdushas Hegdesh, the shlomim, but he's a Bailim, Kochim Kalim, by Chatos, so it's Momen Hegdesh. He's not considered as a full bailim. Mashein kin kochim kalim, so he is considered a full bailim. And Hegdesh is not a bailim. By kochim kalim, Hegdesh is not a bailim. It's not Momen Hegdesh. It has Gdushas Hegdesh, kochim kalim. Shlomim has Gdushas Hegdesh. But it's not Momen Hegdesh, kochim kalim. Until the Zrike, so then, it's not even Momen Hegdesh. It's not even Hegdesh. It's Momen Bailim. If Ruvein was minadeir a shlomim, and then he said, on a certain behemoth, hareizul l'nivri, and he was kiret, he was minadefet l'shlomim for the kiyum haneda. So then it acquires kedusha shlomim the behemoth, but who is the bailim in the momenes in cheshmishpe? Who is the bailim? Ruvein, not Hegdesh, kochi kochim. So who is the real bailim? Whose moment is it? It's Hegdesh moment. So Mimele, the reason is why the Mishnah uses that Loshen, Nechosim Shem Mimele, and doesn't say Nechosim Shel Hedyet, because if the Mishnah had used the Loshen Nechosim Shel Hedyet, so then everybody would say that if Isheir Shel Hedyet goes, Isheir Shel Shlomim, so he's potter of paying. No, but it's not so, because even though it's Hegdesh, it's not Hedyet, but it's Momen Bailim, it's Momen Hedyet, so it's Chayim. So that's why the Mishnah uses a Loshen Nechosim Shein B'Mile, and by Shloshim Kalim, Kedem Zrike, there is no Mile. In other words, to emphasize that if my Sheya goes, a Sheya Shel Shlomim, before Zrike, so then I'm a Chuyav to pay, because it's Momen Bailim, even though it has Gdushas Hegdesh. It's Momen Bailim. So that's the Pshat according to most Rishenim. Why does the Mishnah use the Loshen Nechosim Shein B'Mile? Not that Yesh B'Mile, Ein B'Mile is the important thing. It's not the crucial thing, whether it's Yesh B'Mile or Ein B'Mile. So B'Mile, according to most Rishenim, so let's say if Isheya will eat up the crop of Isode Hegdesh, so the Hegdesh, even though it's Bikarke, and Karke there is no Mile, but whose moment is it? Is it the moment Bailim? Berek HaBayis is moment Hegdesh. He's not in Bailim. Suppose Ruvin owned a certain Sode, and then he said, Harini Magdish is a Sode Zul Berek HaBayis. So henceforth, who is the Bailim of that Sode? He or Hegdesh? Hegdesh. He is Misulek. When somebody is Magdish Berek HaBayis, in effect, he's giving him a tone to Hegdesh. So just as Ruvin gives, let's say, his Sode away, Bimatone, to Shimon. So he's the Bailim now, Shimon, not Ruvin. If Ruvin was Magdish, he saw the, so from that moment on, who is the Bailim? Hegdish is the Bailim. So according to all the Shainim, so if So if Sheir will eat the crop of Hekdesh or Berek HaBayis, so he'll be poter, even though there is no mile, because it doesn't matter whether there is mile or there is no mile. The important thing is whether it's momen Hekdesh or momen Bayli. So mile, if the behemoth eats up the crop of his Sodesh or Hekdesh, so true that there is no mile, but he's still not chayev because it's momen Hekdesh, not momen of the Bayli, not momen of the head of the Bayli. That's a correct adoration. But Rashi Shite, correct Marshal, Rashi Shite in the second Lashon, not Rashi's own Shite, because Rashi really prefers the first Lashon. So Rashi's Shite in the second Lashon is that if the behemoth will eat up the crop of Yisod the Hekdesh, in view of the fact that it's Mechuber, and Mechuber there is no Mile, Mechuber is no Mile, the Gemara learns that our family posik, so Mimele, he will be chayef to pay. According to the other Rishonim, he will be poter. Why? Because it's Momen Hekdesh, it's not Momen Hedyet. And according to Rashi, the second version, it doesn't depend upon the question as to whether it is Momen Hekdesh or Momen Hedyet, as to whether it has Kedushas Hekdesh or it doesn't have Kedushas Hekdesh. So then, according to Mashal's Pshat Rashi, there is a very striking Chiddush in this Rashi. That with Luke, one would say that the Aloha de Xerzakos of Meiludikakois is only implies that there is no Chiyuv Mile. Now the Aloha is if somebody is Nenem in a Hekdesh, so he has to pay Keren, he has to pay Chaymesh, and he has to bring an Osha. He has to bring an Osha. That's the Pasuk in Vayikra. ודבר עד השם על מושה לעניה נפש כסימה ומאו וחוטו בשגוגו מקוצ'י עד השם והיבס השומר עד השם אי אותו ממנצאים ויקרו היי פוסק י' אי אותו ממנצאים ביאל ככו כסף שקולים בשקל עקיד יש לא שם ויש השחוטו מנקיד יש אישה ומס חמישי סי יסי פולוב ונוסע ניסי לקיין והקיין יחד פיולוב ואילו לא שם ונסלח לי so he's מחויב בקרן and he's מחויב חימש and he has to bring the corn and no שם אי אותו ממנצאים אי אותו ממנצאים. So the fluke, and according to all the other Rishonim, except for Rashi's second version, so the Gzeras HaKosuf, that in Mile B'Kakoyis only implies that he's potter of Mile, there is no Chiyuv Mile. He doesn't have to bring pay Karen, he doesn't have to pay Chemesh, he doesn't have to bring an Osham. But as far as the Yisa B'Raise of being Nenem Min HaKedesh is concerned, that applies to Karke too. But according to Rashi's second Lashon, it's not so. And the Mechas Chinuch, I think, says it. It's Pshat and Rashi. That Rashi, I mean, that's the Mashal's Pshat. That according to Rashi, the Gzeras HaKosuf, that is Mimayit, Kakois from Mile, implies not only that there is no Chiyuv Mile, there is no Chiyuv Keren, there is no Chiyuv Chemesh, there is no Chiyuv Osham. It's Mufke of the Gdusha Sekdesh, Midrais. It's Mufke. Kakois is Mufke of Gdusha Sekdesh. Karke is Mufke of Kedusha Sekdesh. But what is it? It's only Momen Hekdesh. Now, is there such a thing that something should be Momen Hekdesh? In Chesh Mishpet, it belongs to Hekdesh, but it doesn't have the Kedusha of Hekdesh. So, on that point, there is a machlikes in Bura Basre, in Perik HaMecher HaSasvino, whether there is such a thing. So, the Shite of the Ramban is, it's a machlekes between the Rashbam and the Ramban in Bava Basra. So the Shite, suppose Hekdesh has a Chotzer. The Chotzer belongs to Hekdesh because he was Magdish, Bipeh. He was Magdish a Chotzer to Hekdesh. So that's Momin Hekdesh Bikiyono. Then it started to rain and there are berries in that Chotzer Shal Hekdesh. And then it started to rain. So it rained into the berries. Now the question is that mayim that rains in into the chotzer of Hekdesh, into the beiris of Hekdesh, does it become momen Hekdesh or not? does it become Mormon Hegdesh or not? So, the Rashbam says, there is no Kiyum Chotzer by Hegdesh. Let's say by Hegdesh, if I have a Chotzer, and there are Beres, and then it starts pouring, and then it fills up the Beres of mine. So who is the owner of that mine? I'm the owner. Why? How am I Kiyum the mine? Because Hasir Eshel Odom Kiyum Eshel Midaite. Because it fills up my Beres and my Chotzer. So it's Kiyum. So is Yad, Hatzirim Tam Yod Yisraboye. But, in Yad Lehegdesh, that's what Rashbam says. The Ramban in the Chedushim of Basra, he says, no, there is a Kiyum Chotzer Lehegdesh. But, here there is no Mile. Mile there isn't in that mind. Why? Because Mile depends upon Kedushas Hegdesh, not upon the fact that it belongs to Hegdesh, but upon the fact that it has Kedushas Hegdesh. So in order to acquire Kedushas Hegdesh, there must be Kedushas Peh. Only if you are Magdish, or the Neder, if I say, Harezu Hegdesh, Harezu Letzeyelo, that's Kotch Mizbeach, or Harezu, I say, Hareze Liberekabais, so it's Kotch Berekabais, so then it acquires Kedushin. Now, so Mile and the Isa Mile depends upon the Kedusha of Hegdesh, not upon the fact that title is vested in Hegdesh. So, according to the Ramban in Basra says that there is a Kiyum Chotzer Lehegdesh. Just as there is a Kiyum Chotzer Lehegdesh, there is a Kiyum Chotzer Lehegdesh. So if a Hegdesh, if I have a field, if I have a Chotzer, and I have a Bay on that Chotzer, and then it starts to rain, so he's the owner of the mine. I'm the owner of the mine. Somebody else will take away the mine. He's a gazlan. I can sell it. I can charge a price for the mine. It's my mine. What kingdom did I make in it? Chatzirim tam yodi yisraboy. So the Ramban says, there is a king of Chotzer Lehegdesh too. Just as there is a king of Chotzer. There is a king of Chotzer Lehegdesh. But all that the Gemorim of Basra says, a meyalim behem in the mine, should be bear is a Chotzer Lehegdesh. Why? Because in order to have meile, it must have Kedusha Hegdesh. How does Kedusha Hegdesh take effect? By Kedusha Speh, by the Neder, by Afloy. If I am Magdish, a Behemel in Mizbeach, so it acquires Kedusha Hegdesh. If I am Magdish, a Behemel in Shlomim, so it acquires Kedusha Shlomim. If I am Magdish, a Behemel in Chatos, it acquires Kedusha Chatos. I am Magdish, a Behemel in Oshom, it acquires Kedusha Oshom. I am Magdish, a Behemel in Elo, it acquires Kedusha Elo. That's Kedusha Mizbeach. The same thing is true of Kedusha Berek Abayis. Yeah, I am Magdish, any Chifetz. Gold, silver, any valuable. So it becomes two things. First of all, Amirosom Ligoveya Kimsirosom Hedidome, so if I am Magdish gold and silver, Liberic Abayis, so it becomes Momen Hegdesh. Amirosom Ligoveya Kimsirosom Hedidome. Then it also acquires Kedusha Hegdesh. So there is an Isa Mile. There is an Isa not allowed to be Nene from it. So there is an Isa of Anoye. That's based upon the Kedusha Hegdesh. So Chotzer is Kene by Hegdesh. But Chotzer does not involve Kedusha Speh. So Mimele becomes Momen Hegdesh, that Mayim becomes Momen Hegdesh, but no Kedusha Hegdesh. In order to acquire Kedusha Hegdesh, he has to be Magdishet, al de Afloye. So Mimele, that's the Ramban Shite. So apparently Rashi's second Lashon has to accord with the Ramban Shite, because many say that according to the Rashbam, you cannot separate the Kedusha of Hegdesh of Berek Abayis from the Momen Hegdesh. Because in Berek Abayis, so the Kedusha is imminent in the Momen Hegdesh. Why is Berek Abayis affected to the Kedusha and your male? Why? Because it's Momen Hegdesh. So it's not something separate to the Kedusha. The Kedusha is not something separate from the Momen Hegdesh. The Kedusha is imminent in the Momen Hegdesh. So since the Gemara says in Basra that in Meyalim B'mayim, the water that rained into the Beiris of Hegdesh, there is no Mile, so it means there is no Kedusha Hegdesh Midraise. So that means that it's not Momen Hegdesh either, there is no Kiyum Chotzer. And the Ramban Shita is no. It's two separate things. Momen Hegdesh is one thing, And Dusha Segdesh is another thing. Momin and Dusha Segdesh is not imminent in Momin Hegdesh. It's two separate things. It can be Momin Hegdesh, Al Dikin Chotzeah, but Dusha Segdesh it doesn't have. How does it have Dusha Segdesh? So Al Dik Dusha Speh, by being Magdish. So Rashi Shite apparently is like the Ramban, that Dusha Segdesh and Momin Hegdesh are two separate things. And that's one chiddush in Rashi's second lashon. The second chiddush in Rashi's second lashon is that the Gzeras HaKosuf of Re'eyu V'Lishol Hekdesh, so Lifluk, it doesn't depend upon the Gdusha of Hekdesh, but it depends upon the Momin Hekdesh. Why is Hekdesh Nismayit from Chiyuv Tashlumin? Because it's not Re'eyu. Why isn't it Re'eyu? Because it's not Momin Re'eyu. So that's the pshat. According to all the other Rishonim, except according to Rashi's second version. According to Rashi's second version, so the Gzeras HaKosuf of Re'eyu V'Lishol Hekdesh is not based upon the fact that Hekdesh is Momin Hekdesh, in contrast to Momin Hegyet, but it's based upon the fact that it has Gdushas Hekdesh, in contrast to Momin Hegyet that has no Gdusha. So Mimele, let's say, Sodesh al Hekdesh, Momin Hegdesh Mikiyonov, it is. Even though it's karkois, according to Rashi's second version. It's like the shita of the lomdes of the Ramban in Vobasre. But since it's nismayit mimile, so it's not only nismayit of the chiyuv mile, it's nismayit of the whole love, the rise of mile. Of course, mid rabbonon it will still be osa to be male, to be nehene from Isodesh or Eglish. But mid raise, it's nismayit from the isa of mile. If it's nismayit of the isa mile, it's mufke of Gdusha Eglish. But Momin Hegdesh it is. So since it's Mufka of Dusha Segdesh, so it comes within Re'eyu. In other words, so that's the big Chiddush in Rashi's second lashon. That the Re'eyu, the Miut of Re'eyu Shel Hegdesh, is not based upon the fact that it's Momin Hegdesh, in contrast to Momin Hegdesh, but it's based upon the fact that it has Gdusha, in contrast to Momin Hegdesh, that has no Gdusha. So he says, vi kedem dia emila bikakois de kholam khuba likarke kikarke tome. Now, so on Tuesday we'll go over all the taste lessons, discuss the various shittas rishonim up to the gemara of Romele Abaye Lerov.
Shir Chaf Hei Bava Kama Chaf Hei Cheshvan Hei Tov Shemim Gimel November 11th, 1982 on Thursday.
That we understand. Because the habit of the Gemara was that Rabbi Shmuel is saying that he always has to pay later. Even if the mazik, if the behemoth or the mazik ate up an aruga or chusha, still he has to pay. As if she had eaten up an aruga shmeino. Pirish, bishli mochel shmeino mishal mishmeino, or chusha mai mishal mishmeino, in ame ochet pirish. Kivin mishmeino mishalim al shmeino, kima ishi hizik, vli kansin alei li shalim yisa ma shi hizik, in ki kisho chal chusha na vli kansin alei shalim yisa ma shi hizik li shalim shmeino. What bad a taste is? The losh not more bad a taste is. The gemore should have asked, Gemara should have asked, Rabbi Shmuel, Ochel Khusho Mishalim Shmeino? That's all. Why did the Gemara say, Rabbi Shmuel, Ochel Shmeino Mishalim Shmeino, Ochel Khusho Mishalim Shmeino? I mean, Ochel Shmeino Mishalim Shmeino is a double portion. This is a self-evident truth. It's not controversial. No one is arguing over that. So why does the Gemara mention it? The difficult point in Rabbi Shmuel is that Ochel Khusha, because the Havamin is young, the Rabbi Shmuel is saying Ochel Khusha Mishal Shmuel. So the Gemara should immediately come to the point. And the Gemara should say, the Rabbi Shmuel, Ocho Krusha Mishal Mishmeino. It's not Mistabo, it's not reasonable. Why do the Gemara have to mention, Ocho Shmeino Mishal Mishmeino? That's not biblical, that's a double portion. This is what Baba faces. So Tesis tries to explain. So first Tesis explains it, Pirish Bishwein Ocho Shmeino Mishal Mishmeino. This is what the Gemara says. The Rabbi Shmuel Ocho Shmeino Mishal Mishmeino, and that we understand. That is self-evident truth. But we don't understand. The other pshat is, Gemara is saying like this, since Rabbi Shmuel, you could say sometimes, after all, Rabbi Shmuel is saying it on the basis of Xeros HaKosov, so we can't ask any kashes. Xeros HaKosov, can we ask kashes as to why the Torah is mechayev? He can't have to pay double, to pay double. The Torah says so. We can't ask a kashes. He only stole $100. He should pay $200. Why? That's what the Torah says. It's a knas. So if there is a knas akosu, that when a person is mazik a klap, he has to pay more than the value of the klap he ate up, the behem ate up. So no kashe, so it's a knas. No, so the Gemara is asking. If we could understand very well that there is a knas akosu, that he has to pay extra, as a fine, as a knas. So then, Ochol Shmeino should also pay extra. But we see from Rabbi Shmuel that Ochol Shmeino pays just the value of Shmeino. So we see that the Torah does not want to counsel him. He should pay more than the damage. So why in the case of Ochol Krusho does the Torah counsel him? I mean, it's not reasonable. Alright. So all of that is because the whole lashon of Ochol Shmeino Mishal Shmeino is completely futile. It's unnecessary. The Gemara should have just said, Rabbi Shmuel, Ochol Krusha Mishal Mishmeino. So that's why this is he's explained. Vintema, Ramai Toya Tvei Vidil Rabbi Shmuel Reima, Shim Ochol Krusha Mishal Mishmeino, Yitza Vidil Rabbi Kive, Vim Rabbi Kive, Koma Name, Shim Ochol Arugo Krusha Mishal Marugo Shmeino, is a day, so that's a very strong kashi. In other words, the Machin didn't know at first what the kavone by Rabbi Shmuel was. Then the maskone is, it's not that Rabbi Shmuel says that the mazik has to pay more than the damage. He pays exactly the amount of damage. If the damage is $10, he pays $10. If the damage is $100, he pays $100. But the damage, the $10 or the $100, can be paid by giving to the nizek a relatively big quantity of land, of Zipoyes, and it can be paid the same $100 or $10 by giving the Nizek a relatively very small piece of land. But whether he pays with a very big piece of land of Zipoyes or a very small piece of land of Yes, he pays by giving a piece of land that is worth that damage, $10 or $100. So that's the maskona of Gibor. But the Havamina was, not that when he says makeup, he means the best, in other words, more than the value of the damage. So, Monev Shech, if the Makshin misunderstood Rabbi Shmuel that way, he could have understood or misunderstood Rabbi Kiva also that way. So it seems, as far as Rabbi Kiva is concerned, the Makshin didn't have any doubts and was sure that Rabbi Kiva does not require the mazik to pay more than the damage, but just that he has to be paid out of the best nechosim, but exactly the amount of the damage. So why couldn't the Makshin understand that this is what Rabbi Shmuel says to? Vintei ma'amai toi 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 Rabbi Shmuel ima shibachol kusha mishal mishmeino yeisen di Rabbi Kive dobar kive koma nam shibachol kusha mishal maru mishmeino zbude isov v'yesh lei ma'al lefi chokto bidi Rabbi Shmuel tvei כל מרבה עקיבא, דיבור הכוס ולמיד לסימזוק מינויית משמע ששומע מרבי שמואל שבו הכוס הוא וחייב יצא מה שיש כדי נמוך לקחו שום משל שמינו the reason is why the match assume that Rabbi Shmuel requires the mazik to pay more than the damage because of the expression employed by Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Kiva, in disagreeing with Rabbi Shmuel, says, "Loibo akosel ligris leinzok meneidus." So he emphasizes the lashon. to reimburse himself, the nizek, for the damage. So in other words, Rabbi Akiva emphasizes the fact that he has to pay for the nizokim, for the damage, not a penny more. Not a penny more. So it's mashma, since Rabbi Akiva uses an expression that in effect emphasizes the halacha, that he must pay the amount of the damage, not more, that perhaps Rabbi Shmuel she pays for the counter. So, we don't need much much from Rabbi Shmuel, she was going to have a little bit of a little bit of. Now, so then, Rabbi the Barovin says that Rabbi Shmuel Shite is that if the Behei made up an Aruga ben Arugis, and it's not known as to whether, neither the Mazik nor the Nizek knows as to whether that Aruga ben Aruga Shmeino or the Aruga ben Aruga Krusho. So the general thing is, when a person is mechuyev, and it's not known whether he's mechuyev more or he's mechuyev less, some it's mechaber or right. If the sophic is whether he's mechuyev or potoli gamre, so he doesn't have to pay altogether. If the sophic is, if it is established, he's mechuyev. But the question is he mechuyev only $50 or is mechuyev $100? Again, I'm it's mechaber or right. But here, this is from the posse, eight times a day we become yishalim, that here we don't apply the aloche of HaMeitzim Chavir Elvarai. That's what Rabbi Levarovin said. Hoch maskin kishochar guna shukulis. Yadim yikru shochar lishmi ochar lishal lishmein. Omar ove, mal yadim yikru shochar lishal lishmein ochar. Hashlo yadim yikru shochar lishmein ochar lishal lishmein ochar. HaMeitzim Chavir Elvarai. So Rove is masik. Rove is masik on Rabbi Levarovin. And Rabbi Levarovin. And he says, no, it's impossible. Why is it impossible? Because there is general aloche of Amitz Mechaveh Olvarai. But Rabbi Levarovin, it was in Chilik and the general thing. He said, here there is a Gros HaKosov, so what kind of a kash is? In other words, so Rabbi is saying, it's impossible, it's inconceivable that the Torah should mention here a Gros HaKosov that the aloche of Amitz Mechaveh Olvarai doesn't apply. Why? It's impossible. Of course, if there is a Gros HaKosov, there is a Gros HaKosov. But it's not mistaber that there is such a Gros HaKosov. And what does Rabbi Levarovin say? He says, that's the Gros HaKosov. So we have to understand, what is the aloha of Rabbi Levarovin? All right, you can say just the Gros HaKosov like that, without any kashrus. But why is there a Gros HaKosov according to Rabbi Levarovin? That in all of Chesh Mishpat, the general principle is, HaMeitz Mechaveh Olvarai. If there is a sophic where there is Mechuyev more, or is Mechuyev less, so HaMeitz Mechaveh Olvarai. Masha'im, in here, we don't say Rabbi Levarovin. Rove says that's impossible. Now, of course, we pass like Rove, there's no doubt. And then the Gemara itself mentions another memory, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that Rabbi Shmuel is saying something else, not that if it is sophic word, Shmuel Shmuel Ochel, or Krush Ochel, so it is Shalom Shalei. Now, but why? So it seems that it's not a portion, that I'll limit the MS. So, by Mazik too, if it is sophic, whether he owes more or owes less, he's mechuyev to pay less on. If there is a sophic, whether he's chayev or potter, he's potter, because our mitzvah chaver olvarai. That's the maskonam yomor. We don't paskon like Rabbi Levarovin, we paskon like Rove and Rav Acha bar Yaakov. But why is it so? Didn't it appear to us when we started to learn Baba Kama that there is one lashon in the Rashba? There is one lashon in the Rashba who says that in Nizokin we apply the concept of Tzveika Lachia, Tzveika the Reisel of Tzveika. Now I'm referring to that Rashba. The Rashba says, and our Beis, Omud Beis, Aro Bichubere, Seim, Okulam, Edesi. So the Mori is saying that if the Torah had not mentioned the posse of Ayasli Tzidkiyo, Ben Knaim, Kanei, Barzel, and did not mention the posse of Chidoshe Hono Vikano Vinkano, then I would say that the Pasuk of Kiyigach has reference only to Yigiche Al-Yidei Kamayi Bush, detached horns. So then the first time he pays Chotzenet, the fourth time he pays Mereshomet, but in the Behein goes, the Kamayi Chibor and attached horns, then the first time he pays Mereshomet. So there, he Rajbes the Kash. Kash, Al-Khmer, Asim, Akul, Meresi. קשה ליד הרבה, אי מקור את העמוי, נשאר עם חוצי נזק נוחור, יכול להפוק עם עולמנה, קורקור לדבר יד וחומר לנצווה. ובאי זה גמור עשי, that if the Torah had all, if the Kiligah had reference to Kanayim Pushim, so then we should say, Mechaporim, even the first time, in Shalom Yisholem. If the Torah had reference to Kanayim Pushim, so then Kanayim Mechaporim is not mentioned in the Torah. If it's not mentioned in the Torah, so in the country, maybe he's never Chayim Nezek Shalom. Maybe only Kanayim Pushim, so from the fourth time on, he's Chayim Nezek Shalom. But if it's Kanayim Mechaporim, since the Torah doesn't discuss that, because Kiriyah has referenced only the Kanayim Pushim, as Kanayim Mechaborim are not discussed by the Torah. So perhaps, in regard to Kanayim Mechaborim, he never pays the election, even the fourth time. That's the Skash, that's the Rashba Skash. It is obvious that the Rashba and Skash assume that we do apply the principle of an ancient Nadi, like Avichiyu Tashlumim of Mizim. Because if the Rashba Shita in the Kash had been that we don't apply the principle of an ancient Adin, in other words, like we don't apply the principle of an ancient Adin, Ligabi Momen, now Tesis, the Rishita is Ligabi Momen ancient Adin. So the Rishita is that we do deduce Ikal Lachela whereby we impose an Enesh of Mummy, whereby we impose an Enesh of Mummy. So in Mele, we certainly could deduce it our Chimer in the art of the Chiyuv Tashlumin of Nizikin. So we could say, that's impossible, that Mechuborim should never pay the Lekshorim, only Pushim, because if Pushim, which is much more unnatural than Mechuborim, pays after the fourth time the Lekshorim, how could Pushim be less humble? How could Mechaborim be less humble? So that's impossible. It's possible. So Mimele, why does Tesis send the Kashi? Maybe Mechaborim will never be the Lekshorim, but it's a Kalachemer. So obviously Tesis Shita is. We don't deduce the Kalachemer. If as a result of the Kalachemer, we would impose a certain monetary liability for an Ezek. We don't. That's the Rashba's Kashi. All right, so the Rashba in the Kashi definitely assumes that Gabi Momein, so it's an ancient Nabi. Gabi Momein, it's an ancient Nabi. So maybe we couldn't say, since Kanayim Plushi, so after the fourth time he pays an election, the Kanayim Chaborim should always pay Chotinet. Because it couldn't be less homo than Kanayim push. So then if we say that it couldn't be less homo, so then Tesis Kashi is no Kashi. I mean the Rashba's Kashi is no Kashi. The fact that the Rashba raises the Kashi indicates that the Rashba Lechol HaPochus and the Kashi assume that the Aloche of an ancient Nadin does not apply to Momen. That the Aloche of the ancient Nadin does apply to Momen. That it does apply to Momen. So in Mele, the Rashba asks, how can the Gemara say Mechuberes and Mechul Medesi if the Posik of Kiyigah has reference only the Pushim? So Mechuberes is not mentioned. If Mechuberes is not mentioned, we cannot say that it's Kalachina, because after all, in ancient Nadin, so in Kalachina we cannot apply Ligabi Dechiyuv Tashlum of Nizokin. So perhaps it's just the other way, that Davki by Pushim, so after the fourth time, Peter Yisholem. But by Mechuborim, even after the fourth time, he continues to pay only Chotinet. That's the Rav's Kashi. Then the Rashba gives to the Lecha. Vimirali, the other Rabbah bin Zokim, so he don't, Lahachma for Yisholem, that we couldn't say, in the case, as the Torah had reference only to Kanayim Pushim, that the Kanayim Mechuborim, Naim Chiborim, we should always not be hired in Ezek Sholem, even after the fourth time, because since there are two alternatives, how to deduce it, Roshe, so, and here we are dealing with Nizokim, and Nizokim involves a Nisea, and Zveike the Raise is Lechumre, so Mele, if there are two alternative Droshes, one Droshe that will result, one Droshe will result in a chumre. One drosha will result in ikule. So in the kashe, the Rashba assumed that we have to deduce the drosha that will be ikule, rather than deduce the drosha that will be a chumre. Why? Because the chiyuv tashlumin for the zoki is momen, and the momen, sofit momen, is lo hamitzin chaveirei olvarai. So the mele, the Rashba assumed that in case where there are two alternate droshes, one likule, one lichumre, so we have to adapt the droshe likule, the droshe likule. So that's what Rashba assumed in the kash. So then, Rashba says, "Niteres no, adarabe, bin zokin sofki don lachem v'isurin." If there are two alternate droshes, so we have to apply the droshe that is lechumre. Why? Because sofki kisa deraise is lechumre. So at that time we said, when we learned it from this first lashon Rashba, it's mashma that the chiyuv tashlumin of nizokin is based upon the ma'aseh avera of mashma. So then we can say, in view of the fact that it involves a Yisr, and the Chiyuv Tashlumin is also based upon the Yisr. So in case where you have two alternate droshes, one lechumre, one likule, as long as the Chiyuv Tashlumin is based upon the Yisr, so it becomes a middle, one of the mini shatir and droshes then, that we have to apply the droshe, we have to deduce the droshe on a chumre level, rather than a likule. Why? Because the Chiyuv Tashlumin is based, upon the Isa of Mazik. If it's based upon the Isa of Mazik, insofar as the Isa of Mazik is concerned, so Sofik Isa is the Chumre, so Mele in regard to the Chiyuv Tashlumin that is based upon the Isa, so that's the Midrash Atir and Dreshes Ben, that it's also the Chumre. That's the first step. So Mele, we couldn't test. Because since there are two alternatives, one alternative is Eimo Kula Med is the first time. The other alternative is Eimo Kula Tamu even the fourth time. So we have to adapt the Chumra alternative because Sveiki the Rais is the Chumra. What is it to do with Sveiki the Rais is the Chumra? Here it's a question of paying Momen. That's what we call it. The answer is the Chiyuv Momen itself is based upon the Maizabe. So that's the second lashon, and it seems that Rashba accepts this lashon on the contrary that we do not apply the aloha of an ancient nadi with Gabi Momen, because with Gabi Momen it is ancient nadi. And that lashon in Rashba holds that the chiyuv tashlumin for nizikin is not based upon the ma'aseh avera. If it's not based upon the ma'aseh avera, so the mele, we do not say that when there are two alternate droshes, one lechumre, one likule, we have to deduce the droshe that is lechumre. So we can say that we can deduce the droshe that is likule. But here we couldn't say, if the Torah only has reference to Trusho and Mechuberes, so Kulatamo, even the fourth time, because that's not Mistaber. Why? Because it's Kalachena. But in ancient Adin, the answer is the Rashi in the second lashon holds that ancient in Adin, Ligabe, the Chiyuv Tashlumin for Nizikin. Because the Chiyuv Tashlumin for Nizikin is not Niteras Enesh. It's not even based upon the Ma'aseh Avera. That's the Pshat in Rashi. Anyway, there is one lashon in the Rashba that the Rashba says, the Adarabe, bin Zokim, Sofik, Didon, Lahachmi, Ati, Yisur. So doesn't that tend to indicate that the Kolik, the Rashba, this lashon in the Rashba, we don't apply the Aloha from Eitzim Chavei Olavarai, the Gabi Nizokim, even the Gabi Tashlumin of Nizokim. Because the Chiyuv Tashlumin of Nizokin is based upon the ma'aseh avera. So Mila, since in regard to the ma'aseh avera, Sveike, Rais is the Chumre, so in regard to the Tashlumin that is based upon the ma'aseh avera, it's also the Chumre. That's how it appears according to this Lashon Rashba. But this Gemara is contrary to the Rashba. Here the Gemara says, Bitnio. And the Gemara is Masik Rovi, is Masik against Rabbi Barovi, who said that in regard to Nizikin, either in the Sophic word may made up, and Aruba Khrushchev Rashmeino, so he has to pay Aruba Shmeino, and if there is a special Zasakosuv, we don't apply Amiz Bechavir Ovraye, here we got Mizokin. And Romesh, that's impossible. But why is it impossible? Doesn't the Rajpa say that in all Niziki, in all the Tashlum of Niziki, so in view of the fact that the Chiyu Tashlum is based upon the Maizaveira of Mazik, so Mele, we go with Chumre. But here the Gemara says in so many words, we don't know the Chumre.